Lesson number 5. Isolated Irish pronunciation changes. The only extremely important Irish dialect characteristic that we've not yet examined is the slight change in the sound of the letter R, or the ER vowel, the R sound. Now, as opposed to some of the British pronunciations and Eastern American pronunciations, where the medial and final R's are dropped or tapped, the R in Irish is a very, very retroflex sound. As in most parts of America and in the southwestern part of England, the tongue curls upward toward the hard palate. In fact, it curls upward much, much more intensely than it does in most parts of America. So instead of brother, we're going to have brother, r, where the tongue literally covers a great deal more territory in getting up to the palate and moving in that direction. Let's contrast it. American version first, and now r. Now, this is not limited to the ER spellings. It also happens when the R follows any other vowel, like ear, or ear becoming ear, or oar becoming oar, or R becoming R. You have the long sustained retroflexion of the tongue. In fact, the R duration is drawn out a bit, and even though we didn't place this substitution in the previous lesson, you might also explore how nicely it assimilates into both the Irish resonance, using everything you've learned in the first two lessons, and into the downward lilt, using everything you learned in the last lesson. You'll even find that the R in Irish speech has a bit more retroflexion than in America when it appears in the initial position, like in the words rose, or reel, or roaster. And more duration on them as well. Of course, because you're not leading into the R with a vowel when it's in the initial position, it can't be retroflect as much as it can when you're extending out of a vowel with one in medial or final position. Let's jumble up all sorts of R combinations in all sorts of positions, and please don't forget the resonance and the lilt. Word list. Rose, rose. Heather, heather. Arrive, arrive. Fear, fear. Bird, bird. Ever, ever. Sentences B. The girl put the worm on the hook and caught a perfect flounder. The girl put a worm on the hook and caught a perfect flounder. C. The cure for polio makes Salk's name endure through time. The cure for polio makes Salk's name endure through time. D. Are all the Royal Guardsmen qualified marksmen? Are all the Royal Guardsmen qualified marksmen? And E. The runner staggered over the ridge and recovered his wind. The runner staggered over the ridge and recovered his wind. The next isolated change in pronunciation is a very minor one. It doesn't happen all that often or all the time. It's a substitution of the vowel I for the vowel E. Something that happens in many parts of southern and southwestern United States as well. But this change only happens in the Irish when the E vowel comes before a nasal consonant, that's M and N, or when it comes before a V. So just looking at a few words and a quick couple of sentences. Word list. Never, never. Devil, divil. Emblem, emblem. 20, 20. Generation, generation. Sentence B. The 20 cemetery plots gave the grave digger a devilish time.
The 20 cemetery plots gave the grave digger a devilish time.
C. I don't ever want you to tremble before the devil.
I don't ever want you to tremble before the devil.
Now, the last of the isolated changes that we're going to spend very much time on is one that tends to happen in so many dialect variations of English. That's the dropping of the G ending, the G sound at the end of the ing endings, and changing it into a simple in. So ending becomes endin'. Now, this drop is not essential.
Clearly, a great many articulate, educated Irish speakers would not necessarily drop this G sound, though certainly most of your O'Casey and Singh characters would tend to make this truncation. So looking just at a few words and one quick sentence, and remembering one more time not to forget both the voice quality and the lilts. Eating, eaten, catching, catching, falling, falling, thinking, thinking. And the sentence, I was hoping you'd be feeling better and wanting to go walking.
I was hoping you'd be feeling better and be wanting to go walking.
Now, I'll say at this point that there are a couple of other isolated changes which you do sometimes hear in very thick Irish speech, particularly runs where the T and D sounds tend to turn into voiceless and voiced THs, respectively. For example, better will become better. Now, I personally feel strongly that this is one substitution which can interfere much too much with intelligibility on the American stage. So this particular pronunciation change is not at all necessary for creating a very good sense of authenticity. Therefore, I would suggest that you not bother with it at all in your stage Irish presentation. And with that comment, we end the lesson on the isolated pronunciation changes of Irish speech.